While senior Pentagon officials rarely miss an opportunity to mention that sequestration would be devastating to the military, they also say they're not planning for that eventuality. As Deputy Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told the American Enterprise Institute a few weeks ago,
planning has a certain rational tone to it. But Congress, in writing the Budget Control Act, did not design sequester to be rational. Sequester was supposed to be the trigger, a trigger so irrational that the prospect of it would drive and force the leadership to do what was needed. And indeed, aspects of sequester defy reason and any reasonable management of the nation's affairs, including its defense.
Several members of the U.S. Senate who want to stop sequestration are unsatisfied with that answer. They agree the automatic across-the-board cuts would be devastating, but they want the Pentagon to detail exactly what programs would be devastated, which programs would be cut, and which contracts would be canceled. New Hampshire Republican Kelly Ayotte is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. She and other senators, including Arizona's John McCain and Washington's Patty Murray, attached an amendment to the Farm Bill last week that would require DOD to cough up those details.
We're planning on attaching that in the Senate on everything that walks. We had it in the defense authorization. We were concerned that it wouldn't get passed in time. You may also see it in the flood insurance. But we want to make sure it gets passed so that DOD actually has to do this. The reason for it is OMB, some of the members of the defense industry have met with OMB and were basically given no information. They were just said, we're not going to have them plan for it till after the election. And of course, the CEO is sort of like, well, what are we supposed to do with that?
Ayotte spoke on a panel on sequestration organized by Tech America. She says she's not just concerned about the bottom lines of defense contractors. She says aside from the military readiness impacts of sequestration, her fellow lawmakers need to be made aware of the job losses that would result. Contractors are required to give layoff notices 60 days in advance. Lockheed Martin, for example, has said unless it gets more certainty on the issue, it would have to send WARN Act notices to 100,000 employees in early November, just in case.
We're going to get the information out on line by line, working groups in both houses. Let's get this thing resolved. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the presidential race as well, because I see this as a sleeper issue in the presidential race, that I would think that our president as the commander-in-chief would not have an interest in having all these WARN notices come out before the election, but that's just me. So maybe he'll urge us to get people to the table to get it resolved.
The prospect of sending out hundreds of thousands of layoff warnings just before Election Day isn't just an idle threat by the defense industry, according to Stephen Bucci, a defense research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. He says contractors will have no choice.
Industry cannot and will not, because they have a responsibility to their shareholders, eat the uncertainty. They're going to take whatever prudent means they have to protect their companies, and that's what they're supposed to do. They get in trouble with other parts of the government if they don't do that. They're not running charities. So as much as they love this country and as much as they are able contributors to the defense of this country, they've got to be prudent, and they cannot operate at this level of uncertainty. And frankly, neither can the Pentagon. I mean, asking them to not plan is just crazy, and frankly is also cannot be true. After all the time I spent there, they're too obsessive compulsive to not be doing this. Even if they're doing it at home at night in their living rooms, they're doing some planning. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. If they didn't do that, we'd need to fire them all and get some new ones.
The majority leaders in both the House and Senate have said they don't plan to deal with sequestration until after the November election as part of a jam-packed lame duck session. Ayotte and the leaders of both parties on the Senate Armed Services Committee say that's too late to avert serious damage on the defense industrial base. And Michael O'Hanlon, a defense scholar at the Brookings Institution, says it also won't make a deal any easier.
Waiting for a mandate to emerge on November 6th and hoping that therefore the solution will become apparent and easy is a false hope, because usually the parties disagree about even who won. And so the idea that we're going to have a consensus about what the American people want and a clear mandate on November 7th, I think is too much to hope for. And therefore, all the more reason to get to it now.
Ayotte says over the past few weeks, Congress and broader Washington have shown much more interest in the topic of sequestration, and that small working groups on Capitol Hill are discussing the issue in both the House and Senate. Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham have already said they're open to revenue increases if it means avoiding sequestration. Ayotte says she's also willing to close tax loopholes, but not increase tax rates. One proposal she's co-sponsored would cancel the first year of sequestration cuts by continuing the federal pay freeze through 2014 and cutting the federal workforce by 5% across the board through attrition. Federal News Radio asked her whether across-the-board workforce cuts were any smarter than across-the-board budget cuts.
Simpson-Bowles Commission looked at this issue, and their conclusion on a bipartisan basis is that the reduction of the federal workforce without layoffs but through attrition was a financially responsible thing to do. And so our proposal is, again, I think a very clear distinction. We're not laying anyone off. Make no mistake, they haven't come out with the numbers. If sequestration goes forward, I guarantee that there are going to be cuts to the federal workforce on the domestic end. And no one's talking about that either. And those won't be through attrition.
The legislation offered by Ayotte, Senator John McCain, and Senator John Kyle would allow agencies to bypass the hiring limits for jobs they deem essential to national security. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.